What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today for the third time, we have Corey Coverstone. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Honored to be the repeat third guest. How many times in history has this happened?
Today. You are the only one.
It's an honor. I want to let you know that I got a special treat in store for you a little later in the episode.
Okay.
So brace yourself.
I will brace myself for sure. Looking forward to it. So first off, brother, well, I guess everyone who's listening who maybe doesn't know about, like, hasn't, like, followed along, you know, since you were first on, then the second time. But yeah. Corey, drummer, fantastic drummer. He was in Dirty Honey couple years ago now. I think it was a couple years ago now, right?
Yeah. In a minute.
And he's, you know, teacher, coffee specialist, but jack of all trades. And we like to catch up here every once in a while and just shoot the shit a bit. So first off, I want to say I'm glad to see you're still standing after the fires out in LA. Can you give me a little, like, scoop on what's all going on, at least where you are?
At least where I am. I mean, it hasn't been too, it was a little scary for a few days there because the Palisades fire is pretty close to Sherman Oaks.
Mm-hmm.
So we were all, me and my neighbors in the neighborhood, kind of on edge a little bit, but fortunately it didn't make its way over here. So, I mean, yeah, it was just kind of watching the news and seeing what was going to happen for us. But, yeah, for everybody else on top of the hill on the other side, fucking sucked, obviously.
Yeah. Like, what do you do in that situation? Because, like, I live in, like, Kentucky, so we never really even think about that kind of stuff. Like, do you
guys
have...
are getting tornadoes and blizzards and shit right now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's very windy and it's very snowy. That is true. But I'd rather have that than flames. So, like, what do you do?
You gotta watch out for some ice tornadoes. They're gonna be ice tornadoes or something.
Yeah, we'll have to watch out for that. That might be what gets me. But so what do you do? Like, do you have, like, a plan, or is it kind of like we can't really do anything? Like, what happens when that kind of thing comes through?
I don't know. Like, they were telling people to evacuate and, like, wear masks because of the smoke and stuff. And where I was, it wasn't too smoky. And we were at, like, the level two, like, prepare to evacuate, I guess, warning. Some of my neighbors did. They were a little worried. And so they grabbed their musicians, too. So they grabbed all their stuff and were, like, fucking out of here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just prepared to go down with the ship. I'm like, nah, I'm just joking. But I don't know. It doesn't happen often or hardly ever that there's, like, such a fucking crazy fire. So
yeah,
like, everybody was just kind of like, what? Hopefully we can get under control as soon as possible. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember when that was going on, like, the first day or two, I'm like, I don't think I know anyone out there. And I'm like, oh, I know one person. It's Corey. So, but, yeah, I'm glad you're all right, dude. I just was curious about how that was going on, but cause you see on the news, you never know. And
yeah, I mean, they made it look like literally the entire city was on fire, and not to, like, downplay the devastation that the fires did do, but the whole city was not on fire. It was specific areas. But yeah, it was, still really bad, obviously. But
yeah. Well, I pat myself on the back for starting the episode such a down note. I don't know why the hell I did that, but I guess so. What's going on with you, man? What are you doing?
I got some sound effects for that.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
A little, no, I don't, actually.
You don't hear that?
No.
Oh, no. My plan is foiled.
Oh, no.
You can't hear that? There's, like, a sound mute thing or something?
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Oh, man, I got sound effects queued up and everything. I had the audience clapping for you.
Right there. Oh, I wonder if I have any. I have some kind of shit on here I never mess with. Hold on. I'm scared to click anything.
Like a gate or something?
I don't know. There's, like, shit you could do on here.
Like, what about this? Can you hear this?
No, I cannot.
You didn't hear anything? Oh, damn.
Dude, that's even funnier. I had like this whole master plan
and like all these sound effects queued up and none of them are working.
It was just you bobbing your head with absolute silence.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Oh, well.
Well, that sucks.
We'll power
just
on.
Imagine it, the DJ air horn, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So, what have you been up to with, because we, with all your endeavors, just catch us up a bit on what you've been up to lately.
I've just been playing drums, gigging around town locally in LA. Pretty much all of December, I had one pretty cool gig where I was playing this like swanky hotel with Scott Tibbs, who's the owner of Roland. It's pretty sick.
Wow.
Hanging with him. He's actually like an amazing piano player, like jazz piano player. And a super sweet guy. So it was really cool and inspiring to hang out with him. And he's a big fan of Good Day Latte, turns out.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Which is really cool. But yeah, man, just playing drums and recording a bit out of the little home studio situation and working Good Day Latte. We partnered with, I think, two more coffee shops since December.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, how many?
For those who don't know, Good Day Latte is a brand, wellness brand I started. And it's a turmeric latte mix. So, it's a powdered drink mixture with all types of adaptogens and mushrooms and healthy stuff. And so, yeah.
Yeah. And I could attest it was very good. I need to get more. I don't know why I haven't gotten more yet, but I got the little sample pack. All right, for sure, man. And I don't think I ever had a latte or anything like that before. Like I've had like Keurig coffee in like Maxwell House. So I'm like, maybe it's like that. And it wasn't, but it was like,
no,
in the best way possible. Yeah. I'm like, is he just, cause you know, a lot of people like who, you know, a lot of musicians, a lot of like actors too, sometimes they go into like the coffee business, right? And like, I feel like
or
they either
restaurant
get,
business, yeah.
Yeah, like they go like coffee or like they make a whiskey or something. And yeah, a lot of the times it's pretty shit, I'm going to be honest. But really? But the...
Didn't Metallica did a whiskey, I think, right?
Yeah, I've never had it.
Did you try it? Are you going to try it?
No, I know that... the one that I am a fan of, they have like Bob Dylan's like Heaven's Door or something like that. And it's I think it's a bourbon or something, but that one's pretty good. But
okay. Saw, I think, you know, Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Two Bears. Yeah. They got their vodka or is it vodka or gin? I think it's vodka.
I think it's a vodka. Yeah. Pour Osos or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Booze.
That's all. Yeah. At the end of the day, that's all it is. I'm not like, are you into like comedy, like the comedy scene and all that? Like
a little bit. Yeah. I mean, not like heavily, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like cause they all have podcasts now. And, I like with this podcast, it's like, I'm not one to like act like, oh my God, this is a big deal. Like you should be glad to be here. Absolutely not. Like, but a lot of these like comedians have gone into the podcast world and it's weird. Like you find out that they're kind of like, they're either like really annoying people or they're just like, they're not good people sometimes. And I like that.
Yeah.
I'm throwing shots here, but still.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like who?
Well, like for instance, like that Bert Kreischer, like he's,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm sure he's a good guy, but like I can't deal with him anymore. Like I can't watch through. He's everywhere and he's on all these podcasts and like I can't watch one clip of him without just skipping it. I don't know, something about
he just seems I don't really know anything about him
and I don't really follow like Two Bears One Cave or anything, but yeah, he just seems intense, like party guy, right? And his laugh sometimes seems a little forced, maybe. I don't know if it's forced that's just how he laughs, but
yeah. That's exactly what bothers me, is that damn
man,
like squeaky
fuck that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just gonna hate on everyone this whole episode. No, I'm kidding.
Let's do it, dude.
Yeah, let's do it. But So let's. So you said you've been like, have you been like recording and everything? You've been like working with other musicians. What's that? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, just you know, local indie artists and stuff. Sometimes people reach out and want me to play drums on a song or two or whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, nobody famous or anything like that, really. Just like demos mostly, you know, local little projects. And yeah, dude, I'm like, I'm not the rock star anymore, you know? That's why it's an honor to be asked to be on a podcast when I'm just a guy now.
I know, like that's like the fun part though, because like it's kind of good. It's I don't know the words, like relieving, but like when you have someone on who you've had on multiple times and you don't really have anything to talk about, so you could kind of just shoot the shit. It's like it's a nice switch up from the whole interview. Like, had to get some bullet points together, that whole process. But
yeah,
nice little change.
What have you been up to, man? How have you been?
I've been grinding on the podcast. I've been trying to schedule a lot of, like, February's pretty much all booked up now. And
nice.
It's weird because, like, I bank episodes. So, like, every week I'll have something to put out. But sometimes, like, I end up doing, like, maybe 6 podcasts in, like, 2 weeks. And that's 6 weeks. So by the time they drop, it's like, this podcast is, like, a month old now. And, like, they might be promoting a song that's coming out, and by then it was already out for a month. So I don't know. It's kind of weird, but you know, no complaints though, man. I've been keeping busy.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. All right.
What's the, you mentioned like local, like the indie artists, or are they part of like that local scene around you?
Yeah. I mean, some of them are my neighbors. They go by Xenapur. It's this singer gal Roxana and her partner David, and they're singer songwriters, I guess you could say, and they write really cool stuff. It's like very indie, kind of dark, ethereal, and I've played on a bunch of their songs now. So them, for example, there's this website called Sound Better where like people can go on and hire freelance musicians, I guess. So I've been working off of that a bit. Played on like some guy hit me up to play on a song of his that was like totally like Boston vibes.
Oh, nice.
Which was fucking sick. It was super fun to play on. Yeah, I don't even know.
That's a band that like that seems like a band that's hard to, I don't know if it's like replicate is a good like word to describe it. Like, that's a sound that's very uniquely Boston. I feel like that's not easy to come off across with, like, as another band.
Yeah, you don't really hear any other bands like, they sound kind of, they're ripping off Boston. Like, no band has ever ripped off Boston like that, I don't think. But dude, you know what's funny is while back, speaking of Dirty Honey, but this Boston reminded me of it. John pointed out to me at some point that the album cover of, like, does Boston only have one album cover, or
only one that I remember? And it's probably the one you're talking about,
like the famous one. I don't know if they have multiple, whatever. Or he, right? Boston is just one guy, right? That did everything.
That's a band.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know shit about Boston, but John was telling me that the album art is actually guitars. Did you know this?
Yeah, it's like a UFO.
It's like a guitar UFO. I never noticed that. And then he pointed out, I was like, holy shit, that's so bad.
It does look pretty corny.
But it's also awesome in some way. But yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Boston.
Yeah, that's like, I feel like, I like Boston. You know, I'm a casual Boston fan. I'm not like huge into them, but like, I feel like that to like a new listener or someone who just hears like More Than a Feeling, like for the first time or something like that. Like, I wonder, like, does that come off extremely dated to them, you think? Cause like, I grew up listening to classic rock. So like, that sounds fresh as ever for me. But I like to think about that sometimes.
Dude, my question is, does Boston today have new listeners? Like, are there
There's like some 13-year-old
heard more than a feeling. Who has not heard that?
Yeah, there's like some 13-year-old who's like, my favorite band's Boston. Like, that's such a weird thought.
They're seeing like Boston t-shirts being sold at Hot Topic and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's just go around calling them posers or something. I don't know. Like, you just got it for the shirt.
Dude, this is getting to the segue point of what I wanted to. I wanted to play I wish I could fucking have these sound effects working. They're, really, you can't hear this?
No.
God damn. Ah, my DJ horns. My. I wanted to play a trivia game, a Limp Bizkit trivia game.
Oh, since you're no such shit! A, damn.
Yeah. And I had all the sound effects queued up. And then I was even like, oh, man, maybe we could turn it into a drinking game. Or like a, if you get the answer wrong, you got to like snort cayenne pepper or something.
We're just going to be dying behind the microphone.
We're both just dead by the end of it.
It runs for like 5 hours of just silence. Damn, dude. Well, I don't know. I could probably pull some shit up on my phone or something.
No, you can't use any help. I got the questions already queued up.
Okay, damn. Well,
are you ready to play Limp Bizkit Trivia 9000?
Yeah, dude, let's try. I'm going to be very embarrassed if I get like all these wrong.
All right, well, the questions are, they're super easy, so you should be okay. Fine.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Ready? We'll do a little warm-up question here. Question number one, Limp Bizkit Trivia 9000.
Mm-hmm.
Game. In the 2024 Chile Lollapalooza set, what was the 11th song they played?
Oh my god. Damn. Well, how many songs did they play? Like, 11 has to be like one of their last ones. Chile Lollapalooza. What is it, like Break Stuff? It's probably Break Stuff.
Is that your final answer?
11th song. I'll go. Is it like a classic, like an old one? It ain't a new one, is it?
I'm not that. Yeah, I think it's an old one. Yeah.
Okay. Shit. I'll do. Let's do Rolling.
This is where I would cue the sad trombone. Oh, no. Sound
No, it's Hot Dog. Hot Dog is the answer.
Damn it. Yep, that's an old one.
Fuck. They opened with Break Stuff, actually, on that.
Okay, yeah.
So yep. You're 0-1.
All right. Not a good start.
Okay, question two. All right, in the 1998 Lakefront Arena concert, what color pants did Fred Durst wear?
98? Oh my god. So the year I was born.
Lakefront Arena concert. If you were following along with the 98 tour.
Yeah, that one.
This was a standout.
Yeah, I think I have a cassette tape of that for sure.
Great.
I'm going to go with probably like khaki. It's like khakis. You used to wear the long khakis.
Valid attempt, but red was the
red. Was okay. The red. I'm bombing.
All right. Third question. Wes Borland played two shows in 2008 with what artist?
Ooh. Oh no! Is this like a well-known artist?
Pretty famous artist. You can, I was going to say you could phone a friend, but yeah, famous artist.
Fuck. What genre? Is it like rock metal?
Rock metal genre.
Son of a bitch.
Wait, I can maybe look up a clue.
Okay.
But you can have one free guess.
All right. Let's go with one more question. Is it like an artist or a band?
Artist.
Oh man. How about Jonathan Davis.
No.
Oh, damn.
Marilyn Manson.
Oh, okay. Well.
But all right. That's a good segue into the next question. What band was Limp Bizkit in the early days famously friends with?
Korn, dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking A. I'm playing the DJ horn right now.
Is it playing for you?
Yeah. Well, it's on my computer right now, just coming through the speakers. So there must be like a gate.
Oh, like a mute. Sort. Yeah. Huh.
What was okay? So Fred Durst was in the Navy. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
But he was discharged for what reason?
He failed his PT test.
No, it was an accident. Do you know what type of accident?
No, dude, I don't actually.
Skateboarding.
Oh, of course.
He hurt his wrist skateboarding, apparently.
Damn, it's very on brand.
Okay, this would be an easy one. How long is the song Show Me What You Got?
Four minutes, 37 seconds.
Oh, dude, you were really pretty close. 4 minutes and 27 seconds.
Oh, wow. 10 seconds off. All right.
I'll give you that point. That you got most of the numbers in that correctly. You're just 10 seconds off.
Okay.
What city was the band formed in?
Jacksonville.
Boom.
Yep.
All right. You got two out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 2 out of 7. That's a F plus.
Yeah. F plus. Can't forget the plus.
Yeah. All right. That was my big game.
All right. Now I want to quiz you now.
All right, I got another one. Fred Durst is a playable character in what video game?
That was a WWE game, right?
That's not what this website is saying.
I thought he was.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, the Grand Theft Auto.
I could see that. I could imagine that. But apparently it's Fight Club.
What? I didn't even know there was a Fight Club game.
As I said it, I also thought that.
I gotta get this game.
Yeah, now you're gonna be like working on beating this game. So, what Korn song can Fred Durst be heard on?
That is All in the Family.
Follow the Leader.
Okay. Well, for the record, he's also in All in the Family too. I just want to say that. Yeah.
Is that which? I don't even know that song.
It's him and Jonathan Davis going back and forth, just like roasting each other, and it gets pretty nasty.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. Sick.
Yep. That was awesome. I'm pretty sad how bad I did. I should know the exact 1998 tour dates. I got to go back and memorize those now.
And you should memorize all of the length of every song. So yes. Next time. Yeah.
Yep.
In all fairness, those questions were totally stupid. But thanks for playing along.
I've never been put on the spot like that. It'd keep me on my toes.
All right.
Oh man.
Do you know the drummer Eloy Casagrande?
No.
He's the new drummer for Slipknot, and I think he has been for a while.
Oh.
And this came up. I'm bummed that this. Can I flip the camera on this?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I think so. Maybe. Are you on your phone? I guess.
Yeah.
You might be able to.
No. But you wouldn't be able to hear it anyways, right? If I play this. Can you hear that?
No. I don't know what's going on with this thing.
That's funny.
No. I should learn how to operate the damn, this entire platform, but I have no idea how, and I run a damn podcast off of it. It's pretty bad.
There's probably just like some type of like the voice enhance type of a feature that filters out all the extra shit.
Yeah. Oh well, I'll have to do some studying.
But dude, anyways, yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean,
do you know there's a band called the band Feel?
Have you heard of them? That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah, I had them on a couple weeks ago, and they were pretty. They were really good, and they have that like kind of Dirty Honey sound. I wasn't sure if you knew about them or not, but I think they toured with them at one point, but I don't know if that was recent or a while back.
Cool.
Yeah,
that name definitely rings a bell. I think they probably popped up on Instagram scrolling around and whatever.
Yeah,
they're like super classic rock vibe, right?
Yeah, they sound a lot like Aerosmith, Black Crowes kind of deal.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I think the drummer, if it's the same band I'm thinking of, I think the drummer's videos started popping up on my feed. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he plays like a big, like Bonham type set.
Oh, yeah?
Does he? I don't know.
I had the singer and guitarist on. I didn't have the drummer on, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got him pulled up here on YouTube. Yeah. I've heard of these guys.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. You know what we need to do next time is like have us two do this and then have a guest on and then we interview them together. That would be interesting. Yeah.
I'm down.
Have a co-host.
The guest has to be Fred Durst.
Yeah. Oh my God. You quiz me while Fred Durst is just watching as I get all of them wrong.
I'm sure you got connections. You could get Fred Durst on.
If I had the Fred Durst connection, then I would have had him on already. I tell you what, I went and saw him. I don't know the last time we talked if that was before or after I went to Louder Than Life, but I went and saw Limp Bizkit. Shit, it was probably, wasn't this past time, but the time before that. So I guess 2023. And dude, like, they deliver it still. I promise you. Like, yeah, like,
sick.
Like, it was kind of funny though, because you know, like they're on the main stage at the festival and they have a big screen behind them, and Fred Durst like said, "All right, turn the screen off," and they turned the screen off, and then like so like no one could see him like if you weren't like right up front. So he's like, "All right, everyone come up front or else you're not gonna see us." So it was kind of like, that's kind of a dick move, but also it's like, at least you're, you know, getting more into the show, I guess.
What was the, I don't know if I understand the purpose of that. What was he doing?
He just said like, turn the screen off. And like, basically he wanted people to like get engaged and come up front, which I mean,
but wasn't it already just packed?
Yeah. So it's like, Fred, like, you remember you were in that Woodstock 99 deal and it caused a bunch of havoc? It's like, yeah. I don't think making an entire festival of people all go running towards the stage is a good idea.
Oh, damn. So did you partake?
Luckily I was already up there. Like, I was in the middle of it, and yeah, it was very hectic, but you know, it's gotta be. It's Limp Bizkit. Like, you gotta be in the moment.
You gotta like, but, you know, stick the elbows out a little bit and like,
yeah,
guard your space. Like,
yeah, or just like plow into people.
Yeah. Are you a mosher? Do you like moshing?
I try to attempt to mosh. I'm not built for it, man. I will get knocked over, clotheslined.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I always go in thinking like, all right, this is gonna rule, and then I get knocked on the ground.
It's just gonna rule.
Like, I'll give an example. The Offspring came here in Cincinnati, and we're in the lawn, and the lawn is like a steady like decline kind of, and there was a big like circle pit going, and I got immediately clotheslined on the ground, and then I started rolling because it was on a decline. So like that's kind of when I was like, I don't think I could mosh anymore. Like,
it wasn't happening to Rolling by Limp Bizkit, was it?
No, that would have been insane though.
You'd have been rolling through the crowd, through the mosh pit, getting trampled, and you're just thinking, like, how ironic is it?
Oh, the song rules. But dude, have you seen any concerts or any shows lately?
Actually, I was going to tell you, I saw a Slipknot cover band at the Whiskey recently.
Hell yeah.
That was an experience. They? They were kind of terrible, actually, but they gave it 110% for sure. The singer actually kind of sounded a little bit like Corey Taylor, which was cool. But it was just an interesting experience. It was a cool experience because everybody was there for the love of this band that they all love, and like I don't know, it was just interesting. But everybody also knows that it's not the band, but they're still just freaking the fuck out, and like,
yeah,
the band was called Not Sick.
All right. With a K.
yeah which I feel like, I don't know, me and my buddy were talking about it, like, that was pretty, maybe not the greatest choice for the band name, calling yourselves Not Sick. I get the play on Slipknot name, but like, it's also the words Not Sick.
Yeah.
Like, maybe pick a different, I don't know.
Yeah, they didn't think that one through. Usually these tribute bands like pick a name of a song and just roll with that. Like, that would be the easy choice, like Psychosocial or something like that.
Yeah.
Are you a Slipknot guy? I didn't know.
Nah, not really. I mean, I used to be a pretty big fan. I mean, when their first album came out and Sick was like the first track on the album, I think.
Yeah.
As a drummer, and like at the time being more of a metal drummer, I was like, this is the shit. I have to learn this. But now, not so much.
evolved.
I mean, but that's why I brought up that guy, Eloy Casagrande, I think, if I'm saying that right. The new drummer. He's fucking insane. He's so good. I wish this would play, but...
Oh, is that him?
Yeah, it's like him. I think he's like... This must have been like his audition or something, because this was 4 years ago, it says. But he's so fucking good. He's like so perfect for this band, perfect for this music.
Yeah. I know Primus, they're getting a new drummer, and that's how they're doing it. They're just having people send in like auditions and stuff.
I sent one in.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta see it.
Well, I sent in an application to maybe get an audition. And I never got the call.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, but I would have been like pretty hyped if I even just got an audition.
Yeah, that's funny. I had Tim, who was the, I'm calling him Tim like we're on a first name basis, Tim Alexander, who was the drummer on here a long time ago. It's kind of funny. Yeah. The coolest guests, like in terms of like how big they are, like I got when I was only like 20 episodes in. And now, like that, I kind of
now
think,
it's back to me.
No. Well, you were like maybe the third guy I had on here. Like it was really, really. And but it's just kind of funny. Like I have these like big names on, and now it's like I don't even get a return on an email. It's like, come on, like now I know what I'm doing. Like help me out. Like but that was a really cool interview with him. Like he's, you know, like, because I just nerded out on drums with them half the time, and it turned into me asking like advice on drumming. It's like, I was saying like, do people actually fucking care what I'm asking right now? I'm like, how do you keep stamina? How do you like not like, it was just stuff like that. But yeah,
talk about Primus, and I mean, do you ask him about playing in the band? And
yeah, we talked about you know, like the early days of it and everything, but he was starting up his like tutoring thing. It was called like some kind of online school. And so, you know, I kind of wanted to ask more about that just so like, you know, he probably gets asked about Primus all the time. So it was more about that and drumming itself. But yeah, he was talking about like when he first started drumming, like his favorite like drumming to listen to was those like Elvis records from like when he was in Vegas and stuff, because I don't remember the drummer's name, but he was insane. Elvis's drummer. Like I see like live footage from that, and it's pretty crazy.
Elvis's drummer was, oh man, what's his name? Elvis drummer.
I know his guitarist was like Scotty Moore or something, but I don't know his drummer, but yeah, it was pretty dope.
Huh. I feel like these aren't Bob Lanning, Ronnie Tutt, DJ Fontana.
That's the OG drummer. That was like when like Hound Dog and Jailhouse Rock and all that was popping.
But I feel like there was another drummer, right? That was,
I thought so. Like
maybe a little more.
Yeah, I need to get more familiar with Elvis's backing band.
Maybe it was Ron Tutt.
That sounds familiar too.
Yeah, he played this huge drum set.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Ron Tutt.
Yeah, shout out Ron Tutt if he's alive.
Shout out Ron Tutt.
I have no idea if he's even alive.
He's dead.
Oh, fuck. I was going to ask him on the show.
Sorry. DJ Fontana is dead.
Oh, Ron's still with us.
No. Ron Tutt's dead,
too. Oh, shit.
We're idiots.
It's all right. But yeah, he was talking about like with Primus, he said like the hardest song to play, or the one he just hated playing, I think, was My Name Is Mud, because of that the end there with like the sugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadugadug
I wonder, I never watched any live videos, but I wonder how he played it. Like, what the sticking was or what the...
I'd imagine it was, like, double bass. I think he had double bass. But, yeah, it's insane. A lot of those songs, it's like, I don't know how a human being could play these.
Yeah, I was listening to a bunch of their stuff to try to, like,
just wrap my head around it in case I got asked to come in and play. And, like, yeah, some of that stuff's pretty involved.
Yeah.
Dude, it's, like, weird.
Yeah. If you would have joined Primus, that would have been hilarious.
I feel like I would have fucking crushed it if I would have gotten the chance. Like,
you got the resume, too.
I feel like I would have crushed that shit, but yeah, they'll probably get some, like, super famous A-lister guy.
Yeah.
Thomas Pridgen or some shit.
Yeah, it'll just be that, oh, man, I feel terrible. I can't remember. The Dream Theater guy.
Oh, yeah. Portnoy. Mike Mangini.
Yeah, I think Portnoy just, I think it's him. He just hops from band to band sometimes. Like,
he was just on Drumeo, I think, playing a Taylor Swift song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're just living life, dude.
Just playing all the, like, most inappropriate stuff on the Taylor Swift, as he should.
Yeah. Dream Theater is a band. That's one of those groups. I never could get into it. I don't know why. It was really good music, but it's just not my thing.
Yeah. I saw them live here in LA when they were the headliner for Animals. Is a weird way to say it. I saw them when they were the headliner for this other band. No, I was going to see Animals as Leaders because Matt, the drummer in that band's a buddy, and wanted to see them, and so they were opening for Dream Theater, and yeah, it was all right. It was cool, I guess. Animals as Leaders was way sicker, I thought.
Yeah, I need to get into them. I don't even know if I know their stuff.
It's prog, like modern
prog, heavy. Just there's no bass player. It's just 2 8-string guitar players. I think they play 8 strings.
Holy cow!
Yeah.
Hell yeah!
And Matt Garska. Yeah, they're pretty sick.
Yeah, I'll have to check them out. Have you been listening to anything new? I need some new stuff to listen to.
Me too, man. I mean, I've been listening to the Many Eyes record that came out. Mm-hmm. Do you know that one?
I heard about it. I haven't listened to it.
It's the new, well, the singer from Every Time I Die's new band.
Okay.
So I've been listening to them. That record's pretty cool. I've been listening to Chick Corea, Three Quartets.
Okay.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the, I don't know, I guess famous Chick Corea group, mm-hmm. Brecker and Steve Gadd, Eddie Gomez. But I don't know, for whatever reason, I hadn't found that record until very recently. And it's fucking sick, man. They're crushing it. And I was always a fan of the record Friends. I don't know if you know this record, but same band, but earlier. And it's obviously also awesome, but you can really hear the like evolution of them as a group and individuals on the later record. We can get into that. Fink. You know Fink?
Mm-mm.
I don't know what kind of music you call him. It's like real, it's like if you're depressed, it'll like embrace your depression.
Okay. You had me at depressed.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Check out some, yeah, it's like a catharsis for depression or something.
Okay, cool.
Is catharsis the right word?
I don't, like I haven't heard that word till right now.
Catharsis. Yeah, purging. Catharsis.
Okay.
Normally you say something is cathartic, meaning it's like a release or like a... But yeah, the noun catharsis. You speak any other languages?
No, unless I'm drunk. That whatever language that is. Do you?
I've been learning German for a long time. Oh, so nice. I'm always like, I don't know. Yeah, language. It's interesting.
Damn. I mean, like I had Spanish class in school, but that was the extent of it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I failed Spanish really badly. School. Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those things. It's like, I'm never going to use this. So I just didn't really pay attention. But how do you learn? Like, do you have Rosetta Stone? What do you do? Like, listen to videos or?
I mean, I've taken some classes like right after high school in college. And that was kind of the foundation, I guess. And then I started studying privately again during the pandemic. Which was, I hadn't really touched it since after high school, and then the pandemic hit, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll just try learning a language now. And rather than trying to learn a useful language, I was stubborn about, no, I'm going to finish learning German. But yeah, then I got a private teacher and just tried like learning on my own, reading. There's tons of like resources online where you can just kind of pick things up at your own pace and like figure things out. And then I had a private teacher, basically from like 2020, I don't know, for like 2 years or something, kind of while I was like touring with Dirty Honey. And then now I've been taking this online course from this like Instagram influencer German teacher gal. And that's been pretty cool. Kind of go at your own pace. And then I have friends in Germany and Vienna, and sometimes they're patient enough to let me try to practice
speaking. Hell yeah. That's awesome. At least you're doing something productive, man. I need to find something to besides this to like really dive into. Yeah,
talking fucking Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Obscure facts.
Yeah, I have no one else to talk to about it during the day. So you just get the word vomit that comes out of my mouth. Sorry, it happens to be you today, but dude, I don't know how I haven't told you about this yet, but a while back, it was probably a year or two ago. It was after you were on here the first time, and there was a video that popped up on YouTube, like out of nowhere. I wasn't searching for it or anything, and it said Corey Coverstone on like why he left Dirty Honey or something like that.
Oh,
and,
God.
Like, well, so I saw that, and like I had just interviewed you not long before, and I'm like, thinking like, I wonder what this, you know, because you know how like a lot of those people are on YouTube, they just spit a bunch of bull crap. And I'm just like, oh God, I wonder what he's going to say. And I open it up and he's like, he was recently on a podcast with, and it was our interview. And the whole time, it's funny because the whole time I'm like, oh, what's this idiot got to say? Like, this is going to be a bunch of bullshit. And it was me and you. Like, shit. Well.
Oh, man. Yeah. Dude, yeah, I saw some pretty fucking harsh comments on, I don't know, right after I quit. I remember seeing one guy, like, it was like on a similar video like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the comments was like something like, good, that guy was clearly the weakest member of that band. Fuck him, or something like really. I was like, terrible. God damn, I guess people fucking hate me. Maybe good thing I did quit.
Oh my God. It's like, well, what do they really know? Like, you know what I mean? It's just.
That's the thing. Yeah. It becomes all these people just,
I don't know, speculating, yeah. I guess. And
right. Well, I hope that's died down for you at least.
I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like when that interview came out, the first one, it's like what I do sometimes, like they have those Facebook like fan groups for whatever. And there was like a Dirty Honey one and I would post the interview just, you know, to get people to watch it who'd be interested in it.
Yeah.
And like it was, you know, Corey Coverstone interview. And this was after you'd left. And it's just people commenting like, why is this on here? He's not in the band anymore. It's like, well, I mean, he was in the band like a month ago.
I mean, that highlights like a really interesting thing, though, because to me, it's like,
how do I say it? I don't know. It's something that I felt when I was in the band that it almost didn't feel like it mattered who. It was about the band, not like the individuals making the band or something. So I kind of had this feeling of like, dude, it doesn't really matter like who the drummer is. Like people are just going to be fans because that is the person currently in the driver's seat of the, or something like that. I don't know if that's shitty to say or whatever, but it's kind of this weird. It feels like a little disingenuous or something to me because it's like, I don't know. I don't know how to say it, but like,
I know what you mean.
I don't know.
No, I know. Cause like, I feel like that's a, like back in the day, like with, like if you look at those groups, like, I don't know, like Motley Crue that's just a random one, but like, look at Motley Crue. Like people know, like back then they knew who each guy was. And like that, I feel like that was very common back in like the 70s, 80s. But now you're right. I mean, not only Dirty Honey, but like a lot of these like rock bands and like the modern ones, it's like people don't really, they just know it as the band. So I know what you mean.
And maybe there's nothing wrong with that. And maybe it's just my own like faulty viewpoint around it or something. But it's, I guess just, it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's maybe not how I see things, so it's interesting.
Yeah. No, I mean, that makes sense. It's that's why I hate to keep bringing it back to me, but when I do this podcast, it's my favorite people to interview are like the guys in the band, like not the front man. Like I like talking to the drummer or the guitarist, like who a lot of people wouldn't know. Because it's like, you know, like when do you get to hear much from this guy who doesn't have like, you know, like not the front man. People don't think of that guy when they see the band. I don't know. And usually they have way more interesting stuff to say anyway, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But, So I guess we have been talking for a while, brother. So, I guess we could close out here, like with what you got coming, anything cool you got going on, like that is to come or any plans. I know, like what's going on with the your website?
Co-host on Raised Rowdy, dude.
Say less. You could pop on whenever. Like honestly,
let's do it. Yeah, we gotta get Fred Durst on.
I know. Man, you talk about me pulling my strings. Pull your strings. You try and get him on.
I think he owns a club here in L.A. The Rabbit Rose or Red Rabbit Rose. What the fuck's it called?
I thought I heard he owns that. So maybe just go there and be like,
I need Fred.
I'm here for Fred. And I'll dress like him. I'll wear the red hat backwards and
yeah.
Dude, It's me. Come on. Yeah.
Just wait outside until it opens, just like a
interview
psychopath.
Of a lifetime.
Yeah.
It's an interview of a lifetime for you. It's going to be a huge opportunity for you.
Yes, it is. I can retire after that. Well, dude, thanks for hopping on. This is fun catching up. It always is. So, yeah. By the way, throw out your plugs and socials and everything so people know where to find you.
Corey Coverstone, Instagram.
Yep.
Check out gooddaylatte.com.
For sure.
I'm guessing, what's the demographic of Raised Rowdy here?
Well, for this particular, for Rowdy Alternative, it's just a bunch of white dudes. No, I get to see like the, I don't know the word for it, but on, you could see the demographic, I guess, of people who like, interact with your stuff. So like a lot of my memes and shit that I post, and it's a lot of dudes from America, that are aged like 20 through 30. And so basically a bunch of me. And there's a few women, but
if any guys want to get your lady friend a nice gift, because you know ladies like lattes, is that
works.
Yeah Good Day Latte, perfect gift for your girlfriend. Also, fucking Valentine's Day is coming up here, so be on your game, fellas.
Yeah, that's right.
I got nothing else.
Good Day Latte, Corey. Send me a message on Instagram. Yep. I don't know why. Just send me a message. Yeah. Say,
we get bored sometimes.
Limp Bizkit facts. Send me a
get a new quiz. Yeah. Get a new quiz thing started up. Dude, we'll do it next time.
Send me if you want to hear Sam be more under pressure with harder Limp Bizkit questions. DM me on Instagram and we'll figure something out.
Yeah. I'll just get embarrassed again. But yeah, it makes for good content. But so. Corey, thanks for hopping on. Always a pleasure, man. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and also make sure to check out Raised Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. Google us. We'll pop up. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
My boots would look good on your bed. And I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips. Gonna take you home now. 'Cause baby, I'm down to get dirty. You and me and some Tennessee whiskey on us. We ain't got to get no rip. Take your time, make it feel just right. Make the best of this celebration night.